This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and howdy do. We begin the show under the clouds and the rain, which is going to continue through most of the day, setting up a banner weekend. Really excited about all of the warmth and the sunshine, whether you're roller skating or whatever it is you have planned this weekend. It's going to be great. Rain delay to today's Masters, getting underway a little later this morning. We'll take a look at the field. Did Ricky Fowler curse his chances? He won the par three tournament. No one's ever won the Masters after winning the par three tournament, which is the thing they do on Wednesday, and they bring all the kids out. It's a lot of fun chasing that down when you're there at Augusta. And Kevin Burhaney has been there for the last couple of days. He joins us. How's your trip to Georgia? Have you had a great time?
Yes, Brian, it's almost like deja vu to last year with you. This year it's with my wife, Sue. It's a blast. It's just great.
Was the weather great? It looked nice from just the photos I saw.
Yeah, yesterday was 80 degrees. It was 79, 80 degrees. The day before, we've gone 2 days of the practice rounds. The day before it was overcast, but fine. Today is only, I think, the only bad day that they're predicting. I think they're looking at thunderstorms possibly around 8:30 Eastern time. And then, but the real problem is going to be the winds. The winds are like 18 to 39, 40 miles an hour. And the winds are going to be not so good tomorrow as well. I think that's the biggest concern more than the rain.
Well, yeah, don't you remember last year, you know, when we got back, was it Thursday or Friday's round when that big tree right where we were standing, you know, there collapsed and fell? Thankfully, it didn't injure anyone, but, you know, a big pine tree came down.
Yeah, right there by the 16th par three, that famous hole where they skipped the ball down the pond. We were there a lot of the time, especially on Wednesday. Wednesday was the day we watched them skip the ball. But we also spent a lot of time following Rory McIlroy around on Wednesday. He's, you know, he and Scottie Scheffler are odds-on favorites to win the tournament. And I guess there's about 10 guys they really have a good chance. But what was really fun yesterday was to watch the par three and to see Ricky Fowler win it. You know, everybody kind of loves Ricky Fowler now because of his comeback.
That's a great comeback story. I mean, everybody, I think, almost universally rooting for Rory McIlroy to get a Masters, right? I mean, this has been the thing has eluded him. And you know, everyone, I think he's probably the fan favorite or the place in your heart you'd like to see over the weekend. But there's a lot of golfers out there. I mean, you know, up-and-comers, new kids. You know, Wyndham Clark's first Masters, you know, he's playing. The field's kind of wide open if Scotty or Rory or somebody like that doesn't take it to it. Let's get to the par three. There's a little trophy you get, but it's not actually part of the physical tournament. I mean, there are no points. You don't win any money. And the kids are out there in their little caddy suits, and it's always a great time to see that. But no one's ever won the par three tournament and then gone on to win Masters.
That didn't seem to bother Ricky yesterday in his interview afterwards, holding his big crystal bowl that he won. If you walk out of the Masters with the trophy or crystal, you've done something good. So he's got crystal. But he says, you know, you got to break the curse at some point. He plans on doing it.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Greg Norman was around the grounds yesterday. I don't know if you saw him. He was in the gallery with you and Sue. He was there on a ticket or a badge, excuse me.
I didn't see him. You know, there's that kind of cloud that hangs over the PGA. The Masters brings everybody together. So all the top LIV players and all the top PGA players are together at this major and, I guess, at other majors. But, you know, you don't get to see them the rest of the year. And the announcers were talking about how they really love getting to see them all back together, but they really dread the fact that they won't see them the rest of the year. And the Masters, you know, is an amazing group of people, the people that organize this, They march to the beat of their own drum. You know, I'm not sure who's better at organization and putting on a big event, them or Disney World. I think they compete with Disney World. There are things they do that maybe even Disney World can learn from. My wife, Sue, was just amazed at how they move people around, how courteous people are, how the etiquette at the Masters is so much class, and there's no tents. It's all buildings. It's beautiful. And I don't know. It just, if you're a PGA lover of golf, the Masters is the epitome of what it's all about.
Well, it is seriously one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I mean, it looks that way on TV, but when you get there in person, it holds up. It's even better. They don't allow phones in. They're the only tournament left on the tour that doesn't do that. And I heard Jordan Spieth yesterday talking about that. You know, he says, look, the phones are important for us. It helps spread the word of the game and people can share their experiences. And overall, that's good for us. But this one time a year where we come here, I feel like the fans aren't looking at their phones. They're more into the shots. The roars are louder. It's just sort of like a magical experience, you know, and he's a young kid, you know. I mean, he's not one of the old school guys of like, oh, we got to do this the old fashioned way. But he just said this one time out of the entire year, it's just kind of extra special because it feels like the people are more into the tournament and the shot by shot than they are trying to get the best video or the best photo or looking at their phone. And he said the roars seem a little louder because people are watching it real time, not through a device being separated between the two of you. That was what he had to say yesterday when asked about whether this tradition of not having your phone will continue. And I got to tell you, I didn't know what to think about that because I'm a guy who was on my phone all the time. And, you know, those 2 days we spent last year in Georgia, it was a nice break. It felt like kind of like after a little while, just letting it go. It was nice not worrying about it.
Well, it sure is. And for me, since I'm retired, it's nice not to have to wonder what I'm missing. And we're staying an hour away from the course. So that hour drive there and the hour drive back gives me my phone time, all the phone time. And I kind of like leaving the phone in the car with the exception of having that camera. You know, the only way you can take pictures on the practice round, you can't take pictures at all during the actual tournament. But you have to bring your own camera, which you did last year, which was great. Best pictures I could have ever gotten from the Masters. But otherwise, you got to buy a portable camera or one of your own private. Well, who has a camera anymore other than photographers?
Well, if you take away the phone, not a lot of folks. But it's great. You know, the thing is, everybody talks about it being so expensive. You know, they do this the yearly lottery that opens like in June for the next year. And if you're able to get into that lottery, it's $450 for a Masters badge. And that's for all four rounds.
Yeah.
Secondary market.
Through the lottery.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, a secondary market is a whole other story. But the tickets that they allot and they give out, you know, I mean, the sandwiches they sell, the drinks they sell, the prices aren't. I mean, I know it costs a lot if you go through a broker to go out, you know, but if you're able to get tickets and they don't sell nearly as many as they do to like the PGA or the U.S. Open or the other majors. But, you know, they keep the prices down. I mean, if you can get into that lottery.
You know, that's an interesting point. Everything they do at the Masters is very thoughtful, as much as you could possibly be with 40,000 people being in one place at one time. But like the free parking, you know, they can make so much money if they wanted to charge $10 a car. They don't. There's all these cars, for as far as you can see, parking for free within 15 minutes of the course. And, you know, when you get in, the first thing, oh, there's a whole strategy. You do your shopping first and then ship it or get it back to your car? Or do you wait till 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Well, the lines for shopping are probably 45 minutes to an hour long all day long. But they move. It's not like you're just standing there. It's a slow moving forward. The concession lines are like no more than 10 minutes long. And the food, sandwiches, we had the pimentos, We had the egg salad sandwiches. We had the ham and cheese sandwiches. They're all a buck and a half. I think the ham and cheese is a little bit more. Beer, my beer, because I had Stella, was $6. But the other beer, I think, was like $5. And the golf shop prices are just the same as you would pay anywhere. And they move you through there. But what I like the most about going to the Masters is always bringing someone that's never been and to get their experiences, to find out what struck them, like you last year. This year, it's Sue. And to her, the respect the people have for the players, the respect everybody has for each other as they navigate through the concession areas and through the course. And then you got the overall etiquette, courtesy, and politeness of the people. That's what struck Sue the most. And that's kind of her world. She's all about those kind of things. And she was flabbergasted, I think is the best way to explain it, and how you could be that way around so many people. And then the beauty of the place is stunning, just stunning. Everywhere you look on those grounds, like you said, is the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah, did you get your picture in front of the clubhouse?
No. That's the only thing I regret. The
Oops.
Two times we tried.
Sorry, Sue.
She asked me, have you ever done this? I go, yeah, I got a great one with Brian. that probably wasn't the best thing to say.
No, it probably wasn't.
She really wanted to see Magnolia Drive,
yeah,
lane, and then the clubhouse. But on Wednesday when we went there, they wouldn't let us go. Because a truck pulled up and was messing up the shot because, I guess, of the dinner that night they were setting up. And then yesterday they closed it at 10 a.m. And we got there right at like 10:15. So we didn't get the picture.
All right. How about the Garden Gnomes?
Sold out.
Did you get one?
No. Although she did get her yellow sweatshirts. Those yellow sweatshirts are the thing to have. Has Masters across the front.
Yeah.
So she got one of those for all the girls. But the gnomes were just like when we walked in. Well, first of all, I like the way Sue and I did it this year. We didn't go until we left. Well, let's just say we got there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Instead of 8 o'clock. But you got to get in those stores before 10 o'clock to get the gnomes.
That's amazing.
Because as you know,
yeah,
they're running out with the gnomes.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I brought mine in last week for show and tell. Well, there were two last year, and those things are selling. Like, if you have a whole set of those, like eight of them, I think they've only been doing it since 2016. They're going for like $19,000. I mean, it's crazy. But you're telling me by 10 a.m. on Tuesday, literally the first practice round, they're already sold out?
Yeah, no, I don't know if they replenish them every day or they're totally sold out. But by 10 o'clock, we went in the Southgate. Southgate store was sold out by 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's amazing.
And we didn't try to fight that battle a second time.
No, I get it. I get it.
I got a great story for you. I asked someone what the biggest sale they saw was in the store. And she told us, one of the counter ladies, was $9,800. As we were walking out yesterday, we're behind two couples. They're best friends. And they were lugging bags and bags of stuff from the store. And I had asked the guy. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I know this is rude, but how much? He goes, $5,000 each. So they, between the two couples, they spent $10,000 on stuff in the stores.
And they're lugging it around. Man, you can go right to that other line. They ship it home to you. It's on your porch before you even get home.
I just read online that they did have gnomes at the South Gate until about 8-something in the morning. And they asked the lady what the record was of what somebody has purchased there. She said 125K.
Wow. That's up. They do
probably a reseller.
Yeah, no, but if you probably, but if you look at the numbers of what they do, and here's the thing, you can buy, I'm sure there's knockoff stuff, but the only place you can get Masters merchandise is at Augusta. So if you wanted a hat, you know, Kevin's always been so generous bringing this stuff back and handing it out and giving it away to people. I mean, the only place on earth you can get that official stuff is there. So and they don't overcharge you for it, but you know, those gnomes are gone by 8:30. That's crazy. All right, so Sue had a wonderful time. I'm so happy about that. I knew she would love it, just the aesthetic and the way everything's put together and the organization and all of that. It's a pretty smooth in-and-out event as far as a major sporting event. I mean, you know, it doesn't feel like they're state-of-the-art. They make it feel kind of like this is the gentle South of old, you know, but they get you in and out of there pretty good.
They're so nice. Everybody that works there, they're very organized, and they're very, I don't want to say stern, but rule breakers will not last long at the Masters because they got people watching, and it's not like you feel like you're on cameras. It's just they're overstaffed everywhere you go. It's just hard to have this kind of get used to this kind of service anymore. But they got kids everywhere working, the bathrooms, the people in the parking lots. Everywhere you look, you feel safe and you feel secure.
Yep.
Hey, there's one story that I found out about that is a wonderful story. And if you don't know it, check it out. But Gary Woodland, after the Masters last year, came down with a brain disease, or it's like a tumor in his brain, and he had his brain surgery in September, and he has recovered, and he played in the par three tournament, and he has three kids with him and his wife, and he got a hole in one yesterday. And Gary Woodland's story, if you can catch it on ESPN, is the coolest tearjerker that you're going to get out of the whole Masters. So I've all of a sudden became a Woodland fan. And another guy who I just love his personality by watching him on the par three is Tom Kim was so much fun. He was playing with Schaffler. And he had them all cracking up by yelling four when the ball was going to the left side of the green, things like that. Just had a wonderful personality. And boy, he's a pretty good golfer. I mean, he's a guy to watch.
Well, we got to take a break here. Hang tight, if you can, for a few minutes, because it's going to be the last year for Vern Lundquist and a couple of the broadcasters that have been a part of this soundtrack. If you've watched, you know, the Masters for all these years, going back to like when my dad, you know, would have been rooting on for Jack Nicklaus to win that one in his 40s, which seems like so long ago. And you think about Jim Nance, you think about these voices, you know, hello, friends, you know, like the whole thing. And two of those voices, it's their last year to do this. We'll talk about it with Kevin Branney, who's live in Augusta. I'm so, like, not jealous, just envious. It's so beautiful. It's so much fun to experience, and I can't wait to hear more. We've also got coming up a little later today the City Hall Insider. We'll check in with Mark Tupper. Nick's got your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 62. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low of 45. For Friday, partly sunny, then a high of 64, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 627. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Spring into fashion at Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop on Main and the Party Shop. in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/triumph first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/triumph to schedule your free gutter inspection 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour news, and then we'll have more from Kevin live in Augusta. I love all the names of the holes there. Each hole has a different name after a different tree. We'll tell you all about that and more from the Masters. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, Illinoisans could have increased access to genetic cancer screening if the General Assembly approves a measure that would require insurance coverage for those tests. State law currently requires insurance to cover genetic testing for breast and ovarian cancers and annual screenings for prostate, pancreatic, colon, and skin cancers for those with a family history of cancer or a doctor's recommendation. Under this bill, insurance would cover prevention and susceptibility screening, including genetic testing for all types of cancer for those with a family history. The bill is expected to get a final vote in the Senate as early as this week. Due to popular demand, the Decatur Park District has another rolling back time roller skating event at the Fairview Park Pavilion the next 2 weekends. Dates are tomorrow through Sunday and next Friday through Sunday. It's $6 for admission for 1 hour. You can bring your own skates or rent a pair for $3. Concessions will also be available for purchase. Learn more at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Republican leaders controlling the Arizona legislature shut down discussion about appealing an 1864 abortion ban upheld by the state Supreme Court. There are no exceptions unless a woman's life is at risk. Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake called it a great law when she ran for governor 2 years ago, now telling Fox,
"We're going to make sure that the people in Arizona have access, and we'll find out how this all works out in the coming days."
The court put enforcement on hold for 2 weeks. House Republicans meet behind closed doors after 19 Republicans blocked the renewal of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Congressman Bob Good chairs the Republican House Freedom Caucus.
It's just a healthy discussion.
Some Republicans and Democrats would like to see an amendment that would require law enforcement to get a warrant, but other lawmakers warn that could waste valuable time when trying to address a serious threat.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The law allows the federal government to conduct foreign surveillance of communications with Americans. Americans listening to Fox News.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Tom Brinkotter with Brinkotter Realtors. It is truly an honor to carry on the legacy started by my father many years ago. Despite technology playing a big role in today's business landscape, we remain dedicated to the values of the past. Being a family business, our commitment has always been deeply personal. Our devotion lies with our clients, our responsibility within our community, every day earning your business one handshake at a time. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Modern tech, timeless values. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
A chance of rain and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 62 today. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low of 45. For Friday, partly sunny, high near 64. Saturday, just sunny and a high near 74. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOI time is 6:33.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a, well, anything but here comes the sun. We got it. Here comes more rain, at least for a couple of the rest of this day. And then we're going to have a beautiful weekend. Lots going on. Kevin Berhaney is down in Georgia enjoying the Masters, which is rain delayed this morning. They're having some of that as well. It's going to be interesting to see. There's lots of places you can watch this. ESPN, mainly Thursday and Friday, CBS over the weekend. You can also go to masters.com where you can kind of go hole by hole, sort of like a personalized, tailored experience and watch all the shots. There's plenty of ways to consume it. Do you remember the old days, Kevin, 40 years ago when Vern Lundquist did his first broadcast from the Masters? They didn't even show you the front nine on Sunday. They would go to the tournament once the leaders had gotten to the back nine, and you had to wait all day.
No, that's exactly right. It was just network TV back then. PBS, I think, the whole time. And they still have the broadcast, probably the biggest event CBS telecast as far as a brand for CBS. But now, all week long, you can watch live from the Masters on the Golf Channel, which is an NBC-owned network, and then ESPN's here as well. And Van Pelt has his show. They interviewed on live at the Masters last night Vern Lundquist, and it was so interesting to listen to him. They did this because he's retiring. They did the same thing with Lance Barrow when he retired a couple years ago. And Brian, the stories that they're telling on the Golf Channel to the nation are the ones we've known because of Jimmy Kimmins and our experience with CBS for 5 years before, and we've been talking about him on your show for years. It was just funny. His big story last night was the story about how he was on number 16 and Bob Wishney was his cameraman. And he was the one that zoomed in on the ball when Tiger chipped that shot up. And the big story, and Nick, if you remember when we had Lance on Brian's show a few months ago, I asked him about, was it true that the director almost missed that ball going in the hole? Because he told the technical director to switch shots to Tiger, and he didn't do it. And Lance kind of wanted to dismiss that because he didn't want that story out there. And but we knew about it from Jimmy Kimmins. Well, Vern Lundquist told the whole story last night, chapter and verse, just as Jimmy told it.
That's pretty amazing. It's also CBS Sports Chair Sean McManus's last event with CBS as well. So there's a lot of change coming there. But, you know, Vern Lundquist, you know, I think CBS has been broadcasting the Masters for 69 straight years. I mean, they have been the partner, and 40 of those 69 years, Vern Lundquist on the microphone. His voice is so great. I mean, it's just so such a part of the it's hard to imagine him not being on next year.
I know. Do you remember the story that Lance would tell about him in the truck with Chicanian and the Buddha story when Chicanian kept turning around saying, Buddha, Nicholas isn't part of the story because he started the birdie and came back and won the Masters. And then on that last hole, Nicholas won the Masters with that putt. And the famous call was Vern Lundquist calling that putt going in the hole. And it was, I guess it's broadcasting gold. And they talked about that in his interview last night too. But we heard that whole story from Lance when he came to Decatur, which was really funny to hear Vern Lundquist's version of it. But it was almost the exact story that Lance would tell us. We got so much inside information by knowing Lance and by knowing Jimmy Kimmins.
Yep, no doubt about it. But there's going to be new, I guess, new folks, and CBS will be moving forward. It was weird watching, you know, the whole NCAA tournament without Jim Nance, you know, this year. Just those voices that are around forever. I don't know if you do what we do or what I do, what Nick does, it just sort of maybe resonates a little more. But I'll miss Vern Lundquist, that's for sure. Well, listen, I hope you had a great time. It's fun watching the 16th hole, isn't it? Nick, you probably won't know it by number, but it's that hole that has that beautiful pond with a reflection down to par three. And they all hit their tee shots from the tee box, and then they go up and they drop a ball in front of the pond. Too much delight to the crowd by the crowd, and then they try to skip a ball off the water onto the green. Now you won't see that because it's in like Wednesday's practice round, but it's become this great tradition that's a lot of fun to watch. And I don't know, Kevin, have you ever tried that?
No, I wondered about that. There's got to be a method of how you use like a low iron, like a four or three iron, and you almost have to top the ball in order to keep it that low to skip. I always wondered, they somehow go out there and practice that when nobody's there.
I don't know. Maybe if it's your first Masters, huh?
Oh, the pressure to do that because, you know, all the etiquette that goes on. The only place at the Ryder Cup is when it's time to skip the ball. After they make their drive and it's quiet, and they usually put it on the green. Everybody claps really politely. And then they start to walk.
There's a whole, I know.
It gets louder and louder. And then when they throw the ball down, everybody screams and cheers. And then when they make it on the green, if they do, you thought they hit a hole in one.
Oh, I know.
There's a roar.
Evidently, you go back 52 years ago, there was a Canadian by the name of Gary Cowan who was playing a practice round with Ben Crenshaw. And they had some sort of wager going on or whatever. And he said, watch this, and sort of like took a three iron out and skipped it across the water. But it wasn't even, I don't think, even thought out. That's how the whole thing started and has become this big deal. But now the players have fun with it because they act like they're not going to do it. And the crowd goes, oh, and then they pull out a club and do it. And it's surprising to me how many of them can skip a ball across the water and put it up on the green.
Yeah, even the caddies. Some of the caddies can do it, too. But the players, I mean, it gives you a dose of how skillful they really are to be able to and you're doing it in front of what, 3,000 people watching you or something? I don't know. Hey, you know, there's two guys that I got to say just impressed me with their class, their showmanship, fan friendly, especially under tremendous pressure, and that's Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler. These are the two people everybody want to follow and see. And instead of being real stiff and trying to zone people out, they smile, they tip their caps. Rory's seems like he's laughing all the time about what somebody says somewhere. And knowing the kind of pressure they're both under to perform, they are really two impressive men. And great ambassadors for the PGA.
Did you see Tiger at all?
No, Tiger played early. And then yesterday he didn't play in a par three. I was kind of hoping he might with his son. But he's really pacing himself. And I'll tell you what, he's under a lot of pressure now. Because if they don't, well, they got to get this round in today. If they do 36 tomorrow, I don't know. I don't see how he does it. Because, 18 holes is about as much as he can play in one day.
Well, and
he's really pacing himself.
The golf course is much, much harder to walk than it looks like on TV. That's the one thing you'll notice immediately when you get there in person. It was interesting. I did see a video clip of him. You can look this up. He was, I don't know if he was on the practice green or what, but a guy did go, hey, Tiger, I'm open. And he turned around and fired a golf ball. This dude caught it. It was pretty amazing to me. And his kid's not there. He invited him, but he wanted to hang with his friends. Turned down Augusta.
Yeah, that's when you get jaded, I guess. Stu loved the most was the players would sign flags over there on the practice area by the driving ranges or walking off.
Yeah.
And it said 16 and under, no adults. But there are all these kids there getting their flag signed by all these players that would walk by. And, you know, these guys, I think when you watch Full Swing, you get a better appreciation of how normal these guys are, even though they're making big bucks. They're under a lot of pressure. They're very independent in their jobs, and it's not like they're part of a big team. And they really, especially yesterday when you watched the par three, these are really family guys, and they treat their wives are there with kids, and most of them are little kids, and they're all dressed in the white overalls like the caddies with the name on the back. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen. It really humanizes them.
Yeah, I saw pictures of, I think it was Bubba Watson's daughter, that seemed to be a big fan favorite as well. Listen, Kev, we're out of time. I want you to have a safe trip back. I'm glad Sue had a blast. Our best wishes to her, please. And thank you so much. Have fun getting back. And thanks for all of the memories from last year and the tales from the course this year. Just great stuff.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.